in 2014 minutes.
I'd like to approve, I'm making a motion to approve both.
Second? TJ, second?
I'm not sure if I was here, so I don't want to second it.
I'll second it then.
Julie's not going to be able to vote.
Not going to be able to vote? They can vote on it, but
They can't vote.
Why can't they vote?
They weren't here.
Weren't on the committee at that time.
Weren't on the committee.
Well, they're approving the minutes.
How can they approve the minutes?
They saw it on the TV.
Why don't you delay that for later? You can put it in the next
the chairman
meeting.
To come in just for the vote.
We just need the chairman. Let's postpone that till the end of the meeting.
Yeah.
All right, just remind me.
Rich, what we did in law enforcement is we approved it with then based on the approval of those people that were no longer on the committee, if they reviewed it and they said they were proper. That's what we did in law enforcement.
All right. Well, we need one more person, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's hold off.
My advice would be is to bring in John and have him.
If we need him, we'll bring him in.
Yeah, so there's just no no possibility.
Yep. All right. Before we move forward, see if somebody's calling in now. See that?
Save.
I was just thinking that because I called him at like 4:30 and he didn't pick up. Tell me, we already had it. Yeah. We already had it, Carl.
Oh, okay.
Is it Dave?
Who is it?
That's Dave.
Dave, they already had it.
There you go. You missed it, Dave. I called him at 4:30.
He was here.
Don.
Was he?
Yes.
Isn't he in Florida?
That's why.
All he's got to do is call us, and it's either be cold or raining.
He called us. Yeah, because 2 hours
he was
on his phone.
4:30, he didn't pick up.
They had that triangle thing set up.
He's just close till 5.
Okay, how are you? All right, let's go through here. Let's go. Everybody has copies of hard copy of the new hiree report. You'll be getting these reports throughout the month, once a month from Don. You also have a copy of Local Law Number 4, which is reported the budgetary transfers of the month of January 2015. You also have the revenue budget performance, and you also have the expense budget performance report. Any questions? You can either get to Don, and he'll be more than happy to get the answers for you. Also, everybody has a copy of a proposal from O'Connor and Davies. This has been talked about. We went through the budget process. We have an outline of what the nature of their scope is. And there's also a price in here of
$7,500 to $6,500, I think.
That's correct.
No,
Second page, next to the last paragraph.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is on the bottom.
And if Don emailed it to us, too.
Right. But this has been talked about. We have asked everybody for their input on this. This is what we came up with as an oversight of the controller's office. Anyone else like to have any more input? If not, I'd like to bring it to a vote tonight and move forward with it.
Well, just so that I'm clear with it, what I understand this to say, and as I read it, is that all they're going to do is to assure that the work has been done. There's no other responsibility whatsoever.
They're going to evaluate what has been done and make recommendations on what they could do differently.
I think it's in May make recommendations.
May, right.
But as I read these five, five of these things, basically the concept here is that there are certain jobs that are to be done by the controller. And what they're saying, the jobs were done.
The jobs were done?
Right. They're looking here that what was supposed to have happened. At least that's how I understand it.
And third, Chairman,
yep.
Mr. Chairman, the third paragraph, first page, it says, our procedures are also not designated to detect error or fraud that is immaterial to the subject matter information. However, we will inform you of any material errors or fraud that come to our attention. It was clearly inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
Our responsibility is limited to the period covered.
They clearly say they're not responsible for anything that we do. We have to tell them about it. It's up to us to whatever. But the key to it is we're okay with that. And I'm not saying I'm not. Maybe fine. Well, but all they're saying is that what was supposed to have happened, and that's it.
Right.
But it's not a lot of money.
They'll bring it to our attention if there's something happening. Then we have to take another action if we chose to do
okay.
so. All right?
Yep.
Any other questions?
This is just a one-time audit.
One-time audit, yes.
I think it might be a good idea, if this audit, you know, goes well, to maybe think about each election year for the office to have an audit done at the end of that term.
Of the controller's
of the term, yeah.
Well, it's something that we could talk about in the future. I mean, yeah, it's a good idea. At this point, I mean, each year you know, incorporate that into the budget and designate that money for that particular purpose.
I think it might want to go a little bit further to find out what, if we're going to do that kind of audit, what do you want? You know, I'm okay with this. This is fine. Mm-hmm. Let's vote on it. But if we're going to look at the whole process, maybe we should look at the process to say, okay, what is it we want out of the process? If that's fine, then it's fine. If we need more.
Well, because it's an elected office, like all elected mm-hmm. offices, you know, they pretty much handle all their records. So at the end of a term, and you know, let's just say that the comptroller doesn't get reelected, a new comptroller comes in, it would only be fair to clean house and have an audit of the previous, you know, term. I mean, that's mm-hmm. something we can talk about
sure.
later.
Sure.
And not only that office, but all elected offices.
Well, actually, here again, the comptroller's office should be auditing. Yeah, the other elected offices in the process.
That's what it's about.
DJ?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, you know, if we're going to do that, then we're going to audit all elected offices. And the reason, you know, you audit the DA's office because if the comptroller's not doing it properly or whatever, then you're going to audit. It's either one or it's either all or none as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I mean, it's a thought that maybe we go forward with Carl at this time. You know, we have this before us. What's our decision regarding this? Someone want to move it?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. All right. Jeanette, I see you sitting down there. In the past, you were one of our committee members, a very helpful one. I miss you already.
You will.
And I see Tracy there, too.
Oh, hold on a minute.
And both of you were on the committee in the past, and you know we talked about this, we worked on it, and so forth and so on. Tracy?
We can talk about it another time because this is a giant agenda, but also in the audit committee, we had talked about and proposed an audit of the Sheriff's Department, which we haven't moved forward on. Remember, we were talking about specifying or looking into someone expert in that field at that time.
Right, but I mean, that was the audit committee. That's
right.
Not the ways and means.
But we voted... We approved that in that committee, and we need to move forward on the
mm-hmm.
answer of that.
All right.
Whether or not I'm on that committee, I doubt anymore. But
keep faith, so. Tracy. All right, thank you. Okay, we like you said, we do have a very hefty agenda. We're going to move through as quickly as possible. Resolution 367, setting a public hearing, proposed local law 14, establishing tobacco retail license and reducing youth exposure to tobacco on March 17th, 7 o'clock.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Resolution 39, setting a public hearing, local law 1 of 2015, to local law to authorize a sale of use of sparkling devices to be held on Tuesday, March 17th at 2:05.
7:05.
What did I say? At 2:05. There, you picked it up. See, that's why you're sitting there, getting on the ball. All right. Don, second.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 40, approving Local Law 15 of 2014, a local law established construction and precedence for agreements for certain bridge contracts in excess of $50,000, $500,000. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion. Not roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 Resolution 41, adopting proposed local law 17 of 2014, a local law amending local law number 9 of 2008, a local law prohibiting smoking upon all rail property owned or leased by the County of Ulster.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 46, establishing capital projects number 417, 418, 420, 422, building a better Ulster County infrastructure investment program, various... Corntail steel bridges, amending 2015-2020 capital project program, Department of Public Works and Bridges. Move. By.
Move it.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 47, authorizing rehabilitation construction of various bridges throughout and in out throughout and in for the County of Ulster, New York, at the maximum estimated cost of $455,000, and authorizing the issues of $455,000 bonds of said county to pay the cost therefore.
Move
thereof. Second.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 48, establish capital projects number 425426, building a better Ulster County infrastructure investment program, asphalt overlay, various roads, amending the 2015 through 20 capital projects program, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 Higher, aye. Oh, okay. Hi, Mary Beth. Resolution 50,
14.
Establishing capital project number 427, building a better Ulster County infrastructure investment program, hot in place recycling, Nova Chip, asphalt overlay shoulders, and Lucas through Lucas Avenue, amending 2015 through 20 capital program, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges.
Move it.
Move second.
I'll second.
This was held up in Public Works because I guess there was some some discussion regarding the time frame. Which end they're going to start on, which end they're going to finish. They brought it to my attention about an hour ago. I told Ken to go next door into Bob Sudlow's office. He had discussions, him and Victoria. A lot of the questions were answered. I said, you know, why don't you just put it on a piece of paper what an outside contractor is going to do, the time frame, and so forth and so on. When they called back, Bob was not there. So if you want to hold this until we get that information, because that committee did hold it up till next meeting.
I spoke with Legislator Archer on that committee, and her questions were more detailed than what you're representing.
Well, that's why there's a little unclarity there, because what she was saying, that it was going to take 8 years to do this project, I don't know what project would take 8 years, but there again, that's the project is slated for an 8-month project. It's an outside contractor coming in doing various work within the drainage, sidewalks, and so forth and so on. So that's what's told to me. I don't know. Let's get a confirmation from Bob in writing. We can hold it up a week so everybody's more comfortable with it.
Make a motion to hold it.
We have
has it already been moved?
Yeah.
Was it moved in
staff here from Highway?
Okay.
Well, it's not so much our committee. It's the committee of...
Yeah.
I mean, you guys were at Public Works, right? And that's where they held it up, correct?
Right.
And their concerns were what? I mean, you guys were there. I wasn't there. What was your concern?
The length of the shoulders on Lucas Avenue.
The length of the shoulders.
If it was going the entire length of Lucas Avenue, 13.9 miles or the 1.4 from the city line to Maple Avenue.
So what is it going to be?
Our intention was city line to Maple Avenue, 1.4 miles of shoulder. The entire 13.9 miles would be not an overlay, a heat scrape and burn and a Nova Chip.
Over existing. Funding against,
The question was the amount of shoulder work.
Right, but the question also, I mean, if you go out the contract, you only get a certain amount of money to do what you're doing here. I mean, there's a big difference between 1.3 miles versus 13 miles.
And that's a 3-foot shoulder on each side for the 1.4 miles.
Mm-hmm. So 13 miles would take up the whole budget. I mean,
yeah.
We'd use all 10 million for that.
Just for that one project.
So, Tracy, were you at the meeting?
No, I wasn't at the meeting, but I spoke to Legislator Archer, who I think was one of the people who had the questions. I mean, and I think that probably this committee should hear from members of that committee, including Legislator Archer. But what I can say is that what she relayed to me was questions about which portions of Lucas Avenue were chosen and why. And she talked to me about fatalities at another portion of Lucas Avenue and how the analysis was done to determine which portion of Lucas Avenue was going to get priority. That's something I think that she definitely can speak to. I cannot, because I'm not on that committee. But I know that her concern is more than simply why aren't you doing 13 miles? It's why are you doing these miles?
Joe and Brian, you were at the meeting. I'm sure that issue came up. Can you address those concerns?
Well, like I said, she was concerned. She thought that the project was going to go to the entire length. And, you know, funding-wise, I mean, this one section of that Lucas Avenue, 3 foot on each side, is like $450,000 just to do that one section. That is the cheapest section, I stressed to the committee the other night, that's the cheapest section we're going to be able to do because there's no obstructions, okay, as far as shoulders. There's no ditch work that has to be changed. There's no pipes. There's no poles that have to be moved. The only thing that has to be moved there is a rail that we'll move in-house, and we have to fill behind it so we can move the rail back. Other than that, there's zero obstruction. So this 1.4 miles, that's the cheapest cost of putting a three-foot shoulder on each side. Okay. Once you get past that, if you get into poles, right-of-way, drainage, you name it, you know, everything has a dollar figure to it. So it gets very, very expensive once you have all those obstructions.
But when you prioritize this one-time investment, we looked at all the factors, and there's projects around the county that were prioritized and dealt with here. Again, if you were to do the whole length of Lucas Avenue with the shoulders, it would eat up more than the whole budget available for all the projects before the committee tonight. So,
but the other committee, Lynn's committee, didn't approve it, correct?
No. Because
they're going to revisit it before the meeting of next week. My understanding is they, of course, would have to approve it to proceed anyway. My concerns are, you know, if she's talking about, I mean, from what I heard, fatalities and things of that nature, I mean, you're talking about you're doing this area because it's a little bit easier to do based on, you know, piping and various other things, and probably get the biggest bang for your buck and the biggest length out of that.
There was a full analysis done on safety and fatalities and accidents. Again, this is a very effective section of road.
To see that full analysis.
Okay, Manager?
Yeah, I was at the meeting, and her concern was that she had different information, and she wanted to clarify that. But my sense is that, you know, this makes sense for now, but the points that she made are very well taken and should be considered moving forward. That's, you know, that's my own. I'm not speaking on her behalf. Her concern was that she was under the impression that the whole 13 miles was going to 13 and change was going to be paved, and there are serious concerns. Mm-hmm. I live out there, so. Anyway,
all right. Well, let's do it this way. The committee will allow us to hold this till next week. In the meantime, in favor.
I think
I would make a motion that we hold it today. We're going to have to come meet next week anyway.
But with the caveat that you guys get the information that is needed, Don will get you the information through Bob, through whoever's office. Who do you want to go through? Which office here? Your office.
Bob.
Okay.
I think the answer is.
And you know, and there again, whatever that. Legislator Archer had concerns with, you know, please address those concerns too. All right? And get the information not only to Don, but also to Legislator Archer. All right? Don, and Don's making a motion to hold this over till next week. Yeah. Second?
Second.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. 51, authorizing the cost of construction.
That's the bond that goes.
Okay, yep. 52. Establishing Capital Project 428. You don't mind if I don't have to read all these things, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'll move it.
Move it?
I'll second.
Second? Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
53, authorize the cost of construction of various roads. Estimated $61,000. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
54, establish project number 438.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
55.
Move it.
Second.
The bond. Aye.
Numbers.
It's the bond, right?
Yeah. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
56.
Ditto.
You don't do this one, right?
Yeah. Very in favor of this one.
Oh, it's Kenny's area?
It's Kenny.
That's like Kenny.
I've gotten that in two meetings.
Now, will this be able to take all the wagon trains that come over? That's all I want to know.
Hey, it's for Vic work.
All in favor?
Aye.
57 is the bond.
Yes.
All in favor?
Move
second. All in favor?
Sorry.
58, establish a cooperative project 441.
Move it.
Second?
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
59, authorizing slope, stabilization of Mountain Road.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
60, establishing capital project 443.
Move it.
Second?
Yeah, we're spending a lot of money tonight, huh?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
61, authorize the construction of new retaining wall.
Aye. Move it. I mean, I don't even know where I am here.
61.
See.
All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
This is Carl's district. 62, establishing capital projects 444, 445.
Okay, move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 63, authorize the reconstruction.
Move.
All right, second. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
64, establishing capital project 448, reconstruction of various roads.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
30 seconds.
What do we got?
30
seconds for what?
Just say something.
Nope.
No, I think we're going too fast. 65. You're on a momentum. He's got it.
He's got it going.
65, the bonding for the cost of construction.
Move it.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
66, approving the exercise of an office to renew present lease with the town of Warsaw for substation of Ulster County Sheriff's Office.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
67, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislative to execute an agreement with New York State Office of Indigent Legal Service to accept a grant for the council outfit first appearance program, Office of Public Defender.
Second.
Move.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
69, authorizing the chairman to execute an agreement with New York State Office of Information Technology Services, Department of Information Services. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Aye.
No discussion? 69.
Which one are we on?
69.
Oh my God, I'm only up to 60. This is the one with the printers, Carl?
Oh, right.
I think that's why
they sent me. They added some additional.
Which one are we talking about? 69.
All right, let's
It's additional equipment to the contract.
Yeah. So it was an extra $61,000, I think.
What one are you on?
69
is not the one where we added the additional. That's on 73.
Oh, sorry.
So what's 69 then?
69 is we were getting
what's the firewall?
Intrusion detection services from New York State, where they would look at all our external facing equipment and servers and test them to make sure that we had, you know, we were secure and we're not vulnerable for outside threats. It was grant funded up until September, so now I want to continue it for another year at $31,056.
It's a security audit. It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Move it if it's not moving.
That's glucose.
Ben moved the second discussion. All right, any other discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 70, authorize the chair to call a public hearing required Article 25AA of Ags, 8-year review, Agriculture District Number 2.
Move it.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
72, approving the execution of contracts on SS of $50,000, Canterbury County, Barton, and Logitas.
Move
Department
it.
Of Planning. Move first.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Dennis?
Dennis, if there's any questions.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
73, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50, National Business Equipment Department of Services. This is the other one for additional.
The additional.
This is the one we just talked about.
Right.
This is additional equipment.
Is it moved?
Is that moved?
Management
contract. After we went in and did some analysis, we added a couple departments.
I'll move it.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you so much.
For discussion,
thank you.
Sorry.
That's
thank
okay.
you. I just hold my breath until it's taken care of. Thank you.
Oh, so if we so wait, if we like
waited, you would have been turned blue.
What will happen?
If we so wait that.
We wait next time around.
I'm not making promises.
Did you look at the contract for Barton and Lagoon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Any other questions?
Well, I guess.
I just didn't finish. I don't think
they
interrupted her.
I have a question.
Oh, do you want me to continue? I thought you were going to So added devices for finance, comptroller, Buckhall Avenue, and we added 22 devices and three locations. and 19 finishers. So that's what added the expenses to the contract.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting more equipment.
Any other questions?
Just one.
Go on, Don.
It'll take care of some of these other ones, too. Any of these things, the one we're talking about now, gets approved by contract management as well?
Yes.
So, all right. So,
mm-hmm.
So there isn't a... Okay. We can talk about who else looks at them, but at least...
What is the question? You have this in the packet, too, which is that old sheet where you sign off on it.
Yeah.
So that's in there, too.
Okay.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 74, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 by Clove.
Second. It's a contract amendment or an extension?
Amendment.
Amendment. Why is it being amended?
Increase the amount, am I correct?
Just by
it's increase the amount to do more work.
Additional Rockland level Sophie Finn project.
Yep.
Yeah. Within the contingency. $97,193.25.
Any other discussion?
Rocks.
Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
They use the rocks to put down the base of the blacktop, right?
That's a good question, huh?
75, approving the execution of contract in excess of $50,000 with Taylor Recycling, Department of Emergency Management.
Second.
Discussion, these are for the houses up in...
this is Lake Gitchigumi in Real Warsaw.
Yep. No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
76, approving the execution of contracts in excess of 50. Vanna Cordovenix, Diva Johnny, and Weldon, LLP, Move District it. Attorney.
Move it.
I'll second.
Second?
I'll second it.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Aye.
77, approving execution of contracts of $50,000. The Research Foundation, State of the University of New York, Public Defender.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
78, authorize the chairman to enter in a contract with the Department of Health to continue the Children with Special Health Care Needs Program, Department of Health.
Move it.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
79, amending 2015 budget to accept an additional allocation of funds in New York State Office of Mental Health to expand Ulster County Mobile Mental Health Service, Department of Mental Health.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
91, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to enter agreement with the Albany County for micrographic services and for microfilm processing and duplication. County clerk.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
They do this every year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, they make money.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 92, authorize the Commissioner of Finance to sell real property acquired by court order pursuant to Article 11 in Real Property Tax Law, Department of Finance. Move.
Move.
Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
93, commencing the process to extend the additional sales tax rate of 1% as previously mentioned by Chapter 200 of the laws of 2002 for an additional period of at least 24 months. Moved by.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion. Do we need to do anything else regarding this?
Stay on top of it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
We do.
This is the first part of it. It's a home rule request process, so we'll have to do an acting legislation after this is passed.
Yeah.
But me and my friends at the county executive's office have it under control.
Let's get clear. You don't have any friends.
Now we're afraid.
We're hoping to identify sponsors for the legislature.
All right, so basically, if you could talk to any of the
power, will we now?
Assembly people or Senate people, please do so.
Yes.
I will not comment.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 94, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 2 of 2015, a law requiring that the county of Ulster be reimbursed for the cost of medical or dental service provided to inmates at Ulster County Jail from any third-party coverage of identification carried by an inmate. To be held. Second. Discussion?
Hang up.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You can do the meeting minutes.
Yep.
I shut up.
Mary Beth, we had to hold off because we did not have a quorum, but we have a quorum now. We're going to do the minutes of the past two meetings, which were 12/10/2014, 12/17/2014. Moved by.
Move.
I moved them.
Oh, you moved? Okay. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Any changes? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. New business. We have already dealt with this. O'Connor Davies auditing letter regarding controller's office. We authorized the letter that we have before us to move forward with this. Old business, resolution 453 of 2014, February 7th through February 17th, establishes policy for attendance of conferences, educational training by officers and employees of Ulster County. Old, why is this old business?
You don't want to
sign? I thought we had everything.
You passed it, but it's still out there because it was supposed to go in the Marvin rules.
For what reason?
They've asked you to come and explain it.
They invited you to come to their meeting and discuss it with them.
4 months later? 5 months later?
Yes.
Oh. Why, something changed in that period of time? Jeanette?
Yeah, I was at that meeting, and an amendment was attempted to be made to include the executive's office. So there was quite a conversation about that going back and forth. If I forgot who it was that said it, you know, if you approve having to okay the executive's office, then the legislature should have to have the executive prove what we do. So they had an extensive conversation, and then it concluded with inviting you to the meeting.
Why? Am I going to convince somebody?
I
have nothing else to do with my life.
Rich, who'd you aggravate then?
Who's?
I think Legislator Roth made that.
Jeanette, why didn't somebody
back
just
to
make
that
an amendment?
Let's go back to
Jeanette,
the other resolution.
Why didn't someone just make an amendment to the to the resolution?
The rules you need to agree to it.
All right. Kenya, you have your hand up.
Yes. I wanted to just make a point of clarification that it wasn't just the executive's office. It was all of the departments under the control of the executive, which would be everything except for the comptroller, the clerk, the DA, the legislature.
Yeah. Well,
so it wasn't... I don't want you to think that we're singling out the executive's office, you know, itself. We just don't think that the most of the county, if we're going to make a comprehensive policy, should be exempted.
So why don't you just make an addition?
Because we can't do it without your permission.
Why didn't someone ask me? I didn't have to bring me to a meeting to ask me.
I don't know if last night's meeting was one of the finer moments of the county legislature, but the county
That's really out of line.
I heard it was a lot of fun.
I
also was
recovered yet,
another
right?
issue that came up or was discussed was the idea, and not just if it were extended to all departments, but even as it is, if it should require a resolution or if there should be some other mechanism that would create to have approval. And in the interim, I'd ask Vicki to look into how many conferences we'd be talking about that this might apply to, especially if it were to all departments, and if it were to include all departments, it's over 60. So that's 60 additional annual resolutions for approval, which seems to me burdensome. So I think that we do have to kind of talk through a couple of the details. And if you can't attend that meeting, as you know, as a co-sponsor on the resolution, I'll attend it, and you and I can touch base in advance.
I might just come to have little fun that night, but but anyway, the whole point of the whole resolution was to set a policy that it did not cover every single voucher, every single trip. It was basically to set an overtone once they reach a certain threshold.
Right, and that would be 60 if it were to apply to all departments.
Would it be Bert?
Yes.
60. So, I think that there's some things that we just need to talk about.
All right. Well, the thing is, I don't mind going to a meeting. I might be teleconferencing. You could do that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was a teleconference attendee yesterday.
Yeah, Dave was joining us from his house in Florida.
Okay. Don?
There was some discussion and question regarding the charter and the separation of powers and what we can do and can't do. Now, where that stands, I don't know at this point, but it's been offered to be looked at, and I think it gets more complex than what we're talking about our intentions and on what our rights to do are and what other rights are. So I think it's something that has to be looked at.
There's no question it has to be looked at, and that's why we took the initiative to look at it. We wanted to make it a little as simpler as possible regarding this whole situation. With no disrespect, we can get attorneys involved. You're the only attorney in the room?
Yes.
No, it was like 13 of them.
I'm sorry.
Good luck.
You know, it does get a little
good luck, Rich.
Confused a little more.
What's your problem?
You're on your own, Rich.
Opinions.
But we will have that meeting. Hopefully we'll get a resolve one way or the other. Bring it forth. People can vote one way or the other and move forward with it. Anything else?
That's all I got.
Anybody?
Yes. Because 97 wasn't entertained at Laws and Rules, is that why it's just not being discussed here?
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else? Dennis?
Rich, if I may.
You may.
Just quickly, I just want to say that the capital projects that you talked about tonight as part of building back better Ulster County,
we have long memories.
Represent, I think, a significant change in terms of the way we treat our infrastructure. And they're really important for us. With over 450 miles of road and over 150 bridges, looking into move from essentially a worst first to a preservation first process and beginning to address these infrastructure issues is a significant change for the way that we do business. There's an enormous amount of effort that went in this from the Public Works Department and from the Planning Department work, and having these things moved into an actual program to a project, I think is very, very important. And I hope as we come back to you for actual contracts to actually implement this work, that we see that these things continue to move forward. It really is a historic kind of change that we've seen.
Yeah, the 30 seconds I was going to add earlier. So that's going to this additional thing, Public Works and Law and Finance, especially Dennis. Dennis has done a terrific job. Again, we did a lot of hard work. A lot of this goes back to the Ways and Means Committee.
30 seconds.
Back to the Ways and Means. Again, a lot of tough decisions over the years were made. We have to make this kind of investment. We're going to make a huge difference in the lives of residents of this county with this construction work. TJ said we're spending a lot of money tonight. It's like terrific.
But it's good money, though.
It's good stuff.
Good money.
Well, in light of all that, you know, with the roads the way they are right now with a lot of salt on there, every road's going to be even in worse shape than what it is right now. I mean, salt does major things to roads, and these guys can attest to that. Hopefully, snow will be gone. We don't have to put any more salt down.
And as long as we can get some more salt. All
right, I'll move to adjourn.
Now, anything else?
It was motion to adjourn.
I heard that. I don't need hearing aids.
What?
Not yet, anyway. All right, anything else? If not, TJ, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second, all in favor. Thank you for coming.
Hi.
All right, I don't want this messed down. It's
okay, you got in trouble.
That is
what it is. Thank you. I love you. Thank you for doing that.
I heard it sounds before.
I appreciate that. You have no idea how much I appreciate
that. I had to sleep tonight.
Somebody was coerced.